it works like that. It's none of that sitting next to you saying, can you move that 3 frames? You know, it's quite popular these days.
Was it difficult being your first feature film?
Oh, yes, it was so exciting. And also, what I felt was I knew how to edit because I've been doing it for a long time, but the whole scale of it, storytelling on that scale of 2 hours, and what they call workflow, you know, how they do it. For instance, something I wasn't aware of until I worked on a film was that in those days they used to make black and white prints of the cut because they were cheap for all the sound editors. And so if you altered the picture, if you recut a reel, then theirs all had to be recut. And if you didn't tell them about it, you know, you get in the mixing theatre, for instance, nothing fitted, you know. So it's all that side of it that I was... That was what I was really bothered about more than anything else, the workflow, how you did it, not the cutting of film, because I think I've been doing it long enough to know pretty well what I was doing.
Did Quadrophenia undergo many structural changes during the edit?
Putting the end on the front, the very last, you know, the very opening scene, which is tied to the end, that was Frank, that was an idea of Frank, because it just needed... The ambiguity of the end, I think it sort of ties it up nicely. It was a Frank idea because, in fact, you know, the basic start was them all riding their bikes, you know, which was the title sequence, which was always planned like that. It was pretty straightforward, pretty much the script. It's much more, I mean, if you're cutting a feature, it's much more about making the dialogue work than anything else, which is also different. If you're cutting commercial, you're just making pretty pictures that are fast and da-da-da. Suddenly that's the thing you're also very doubtful about. You know, the actual relationships of people in the film, that's the important thing, more important than anything else.
What discussions went on about the role of the music in the film?
The Who were wonderful about it. They gave me a track, the tracks, and we were allowed to get away with a lot of things. I mean, Out of My Mind on the 5:15, is that right? We moved the verses around, and I was very apprehensive, and they were fine because it worked better for the story. But I think there were a couple of times where I wanted to get out of a song at a particular point, and they felt there was a more musical way to do it. They were remarkably easy. They gave me the tracks, and they gave me, for instance, when we're in the dance hall and you're using it as source music. They gave me stereo because Dolby was only stereo then, there was no surround. And on the middle, they gave me echo, so I, you know.